XDR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Homeland Security officials say the expected surge hasn't quite materialized yet at the southern border, but the traffic has been steady and it may only be a matter of time before the crunch begins. Here's correspondent Christiane Benavides.
An estimated 60,000 migrants are waiting near the border to start their asylum process. Currently, some 25,000 are in Border Patrol custody.
The implications of all of this, of course, are far-reaching. KCNC-TV's Jasmine Arenas is in Denver with one family story.
For the first time in 6 months, Sabrina and Carlos have a bed to sleep on and a place to cook Venezuelan meals. The couple and their unborn child traveled through 7 countries, faced dangerous situations, and spent time in Mexico before arriving to the U.S. in March. They got to Denver in early April on a bus ticket from El Paso and spent 20 days in a city shelter.
We got a notice from the city that we only had a few days left in the shelter. And that is when we got help.
Egypt has brokered a ceasefire deal between Israel and Palestinians. That Islamic Jihad spokesman says both sides have agreed to stop fighting for 5 days, although sporadic fire between the two has been reported since the deal took effect. Ukraine's president is on the move.
Quite the greeting for President Zelensky as he arrived at the home of Italy's president. Zelensky held meetings with top Italian officials in Rome to discuss the Russian war against his country. He also went to the Vatican for an audience with Pope Francis. The 86-year-old pontiff has repeatedly called for peace in Ukraine following Russia's invasion. He also offered to mediate with Moscow. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper has vetoed a Republican-backed measure to ban most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy.
With its medically unnecessary obstacles and restrictions, it will make abortion unavailable to many women.
Current law allows abortions up to 20 weeks into pregnancy. The bill goes back to North Carolina lawmakers for an override vote. Now, the two Republican presidential frontrunners are in Iowa. Donald Trump has held a picnic in Des Moines, but canceled tonight's outdoor rally because of tornado warnings. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis hasn't formally announced that he's running, but all the signs were there when he spoke in Sioux Center, Iowa.
We also need to restore a sense of normalcy in this country. You know, there used to be, if someone committed a crime, they were held accountable and they paid the price. That's what we do in Florida.
And the question seems to be, when will he announce? This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you own a small to medium-sized business that kept employees on payroll through COVID, you may have a big cash refund waiting for you. The Employee Retention Credit is a tax credit of up to $26,000 per employee. And now, more businesses than ever qualify. The experts at RefundsPro.com specialize in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program. Most of their refunds are over $100,000. Even businesses that have received PPP funds may be eligible. And there are absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund. So there's no reason not to apply. If your business experienced shutdowns, limited capacity, supply chain challenges, or reduced revenue due to COVID, you likely qualify. RefundsPro.com has already helped hundreds of businesses. So don't lose the refund you're owed by missing the deadline. Get started today with a free 5-minute questionnaire at RefundsPro.com. That's Refunds with an S, Pro.com.
You don't mean anything by it, but I can hardly breathe. I play it cool, I smile and nod, but all that I can say. So why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Oh. All the things I'd do if I could only make you mine. Chisel off your rock, reveal the work of art inside. Run my fingers over you until you came to life. Forge the air into your lungs and set your soul on fire. Why?
won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you?
I'm Beth Killey, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You've got everything you need. That's brand new Beth Keeley Band on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Why Won't You Let Me Love You? Before that, Beth Keeley's new CD is fantastic. And you can go to the CD release show on Friday, May 26th here in Madison at the High Noon Saloon. And for those of you up in the Fox Valley in Appleton at the Gibson Community Music Hall on June 17th. And I have a feeling we're going to be talking about Beth Keeley quite a bit tonight. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jimmy K, Rocker, and Terry Barr with you.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Woo!
Good. Jimmy, have you been listening to the rest of the Beth Keeley CD then?
I've listened to the whole CD a couple of times already. Probably
you
more
are
than
doing something. No one has the chance to do that.
You know,
I haven't
perk.
Even been able to hear it yet. Yeah. And Jimmy's out there. He's listened to the whole CD.
I know.
It hasn't even been released.
And he's already saying how good it is. That is amazing.
It's the perk of being a DJ on the radio.
There
People
you
send
go.
You music that you haven't heard before, you know?
Leaked like a Packer schedule.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, it is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Now until midnight. Happy to have you along. 844-967-2789. Rocker, we got a great show for the people tonight, including Beth Keeley.
Ha ha, Jimmy. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be quite a show. Paul Budiak, owner of Polly's Pub and Eatery in West Dallas, he's going to be coming in to talk about shuttle buses and Sunday fun days. Waker Realty's Lake Point. I think Rob and Emily, they're going to stop by the studio here and talk a little real estate. Guitarist Aaron Zeppelin and Kyle Megna of Kyle Megna and the Monsoons from Appleton. They're going to join us to talk about some of their upcoming shows around the state. And the Devil's Lair tonight, Jimmy, Madison's Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Featuring
Boom,
Beth Keeley, Johnny Marks, and Jen Farley. They're going to be here live performing. It's going to be quite a show. It's going to be, you know, they were in the Devil's Lair last on April 24th, 2021. So it's been 2 years.
Wow.
And we're having them back tonight.
Oh, good.
And then, of course, Max Inc. Heavy after 10 p.m. Yeah. And Jimmy's talking to Larry and Tyler from Rictus Grin about Maybash.
Nice. Good job, Jimmy K.
Maybash.
Getting that on.
Terry, you'll have some bar notes later on. Happy graduation, by the way, here at the UW-Madison.
How about it?
It's pretty cool. There is some sad news out of Badger Nation, though. I'm sure you've heard the news already. Mm-hmm. Mike Lucas is leaving the Badgers play-by-play team. Matt LePay and Mike Lucas, absolutely one of my favorite play-by-play guys in football and basketball for the Badgers. I mean, and they've been a team forever, Terry.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I see you have your Wisconsin shirt on.
I do.
In honor of discussing this.
And my
tonight.
Badger hat, too.
Sort of not.
Have they announced
who's... He has a different radio station hat on, but I'll leave it at that.
Right. Have they announced who's taking over? Like when the Packers guys left, Wayne Larrivee and those guys.
I have not seen that news. But it made me think, Rocker, who is your favorite play-by-play broadcast team?
That's a good question.
Either on radio or television. Or what broadcast team do you dislike the most? 844-967-2789. Let's talk sports broadcasters.
How about music play-by-play?
Oh,
yeah,
that's us.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's an obvious right there.
Okay.
Hey, you know, Adem Tesfaye has a new single coming out next week. We're going to have it here for you on Max Inc. Radio. And he'll have it at the High Noon for you, I think, on Thursday. Here is Adem Tesfaye with Internal Fire on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
When I come in, it might make you uncomfortable. Get under your skin. Life to get naked, let's all jump in. Vibrate it high and push it bottom to 10. Then come on in. So you best believe work starts today. So roll up your sleeves. Make time to pray, then get off your knees. Get up, it's time to get paid. But you best believe before you see. Before you sleep now, but if you want it, you got it. That feeling inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire. Fire.
can't sleep. You see, I gotta stay hungry if I wanna eat. And I gotta flow nasty when I'm on this beat. And I gotta stay sexy, ooh, when I'm in these sheets. God made me funky and so unique. God made you funky and so complete. So if you want it, you got it. That feeling inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire.
Dem Tesfaye on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music. Who are your favorite play-by-play sports announcers, either on TV or on radio? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Terry, I asked the question because...
Yes, tell us why.
Mr. Lucas is leaving us.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas. He's a legend.
Lucas and LePay, of course, the Badgers' longtime broadcast team for football and men's basketball. I don't know if you saw his tweet, but here's what he had to say once the news got out. He said, "All great things must come to an end. Never thought I'd be writing, broadcasting UW Sports for, get this, Jimmy K, 5+ decades.
I know. Amazing.
Grateful to all the players, the coaches, the fans who made this my labor of love, my 24/7 passion. You know, once a Badger, always a Badger. Even today, as I step away, I will have more to say about this later."
I cannot imagine anybody dissing Matt and Mike on the radio. Their play-by-play of basketball in particular was my favorite.
Yeah. You didn't have to watch TV when they were behind the mics because they painted such a great picture.
Exactly.
Oh, I just love that. Yep.
844-967-2789. So, Rocker, who's your favorite play-by-play team?
You know, I got introduced to the guys from the Pack. What is it? Jim Irwin and
Jim and Max. Back. Yeah!
You know, those guys were great. And, of course, they were, like, right kind of in that Favre era.
Right, right.
And, you know, kind of happening then. And I really loved watching. That was back then when it would really match up. Remember that? You would listen to the radio broadcast, you would watch the TV.
Yes, yep.
And it was way better than, you know, any of the dopes that they had during the games.
We always did that, too, as a kid. Oh, man.
But then I the whole digital thing came along, and it made it not fun. But, you know, of course, Wayne Larrabee and The Rock took over. I mean, those guys are great. So I love the Packers.
The Packers have been blessed with We've got good announcers here in Wisconsin.
We are very lucky for our sports.
What's the Bucks guy? What's his name? I forget.
He, the longtime guy, and I can't think of his name either, he retired last year. So they have the partner of his and now a female sports broadcaster. She's new this past year.
Excellent.
I love, though, Brian Anderson and The Rock for the Brewers on TV. But I know we can't not mention Bob Uecker on the radio.
Of course. And Harry Carey back in the day, too.
Oh, boy.
Hello, everybody. I would love when Bill Murray would show up.
Oh, man.
Oh, that would be fun. That's fun. 844-967-2789. Who are your favorite sports announcers? You know, Make Music Madison is happening Wednesday, June 21st, all over Madison, and Make Music Day all over the world. Join us at the new Civic Media Radio Studios right on State Street, 202 State Street, for an awesome afternoon of live music for free. Eddie Berth, Sunspot, Dana Perry, they're all going to play on the sidewalk for the people.
Yeah.
There's deadlines coming up for Make Music Madison. If you're a band or an artist you want to play, or if you want to be a venue, get yourself right now over to MakeMusicMadison.com. Plus, Marie Rose Ekberg will join us next week here on Max 8 Radio while we enjoy some Sunspot.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in the murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane, or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night.
Sink radio.
Radio. We are local music. Be sure to check out that podcast interview up at Max Inc. Radio's page at civicmedia.us. They were in the studio last week. Sunspot's awesome. You can hear the interview now at civicmedia.us. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. 3 Madison locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Time now for the Max track of the week, a fresh new track that is a must listen to. Sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Tonight's Max track of the week is Trapper Shep's new song, Cliffs of Dover, from his 2023 release, Siren Songs. Recorded at Johnny Cash's Cash Cabin in Hendersonville, Tennessee, Trapper Shep continues down the road towed by his musical heroes with Siren Songs. In 2019, the Milwaukee singer-songwriter published a long-lost story with Bob Dylan, called On Wisconsin, making him the youngest musician to share co-writing credit with the Nobel Prize laureate. The song led to a number one trending article in Rolling Stones and over 100 tour dates worldwide. Siren Songs is an apt title for an album filled with folklore and nautical imagery. You can grab the digital download, or better yet, the vinyl album, Siren Songs, on Trapper's Bandcamp page. You can also see Trapper Shep live with his full band at the Sabbatical Brewing Company in Manitowoc on Friday, June 9th. Here is Trapper Shep and track one from Siren Songs, Cliffs of Dover, as your Max track of the week.
Left turn, right turn, too many ways to go. You spawn out and froze like a doe in the snow. You're too scared of dying to ever be living. You have no sins to ever be forgiven. Whoa-oh. Crimes in the misdemeanors, whoa-oh. We'll be right back.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the card sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Are you looking for a great way to get into shape this year and have a fun time doing it? Then look no further than Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu in Sun Prairie, just off of Highway 19 behind Gus's Diner. Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu offers students a challenging curriculum and a safe and family-friendly environment for all ages. Kids classes are offered Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. with an emphasis on bullyproofing. Veterans and first responders receive a 22% discount on the cost of membership and honor of their service. Check us out online at leviathanbjj.gymdesk.com.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glass-blowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American made at Ignite.
Hey music lovers, Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Scotland beyond the Standing Stones. July 29th through August 9th, we'll head from Glasgow to the Isles of Skye, Harris, Lewis, and Orkney. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Scotland beyond the Standing Stones. For more information, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com.
It's going to be great.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're going to talk to Paul from Polly's Pub and Eatery in just a couple of minutes. Stick around for that. Right now, American Scarecrows, Broken Bones, and Mountains on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Take this conversation for example. You're the part of me that doesn't want to leave. Brooding yourself crazy is no way.
Inc. Radio. We are local music. American Scarecrows, Broken Bones and Mountains from Drawing Little Pictures. That's their 2022 release. Of course, they're from the Twin Cities. And they're perfect. I love that band.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr,
hey,
hanging out with you.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Across the Civic Media Radio Network. Be sure to hit the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. There you're going to find all the podcasts, interviews, the shows from the previous weeks.
And they're so good.
They are. They're fun. The Devil's Layers are all up there.
Hey, Jimmy, yeah. You know what? Try this. Go to the civicmedia.us site, and in the search window, type Devil's Lair.
Mm. Ooh,
see what happens.
See what happens.
Should we wear a helmet while we do this?
It's possible.
Okay.
Especially after tonight's show.
Right, exactly. It's all the funds at civicmedia.us, Rocker.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy, Paulie's Pub and Eatery is a special restaurant and club building the music scene in Milwaukee. Located in West Allis, Paulie's offers new ways for music goers to enjoy Milwaukee's music scene as well as bring people to his club. Here to tell us about Paulie's Pub and Eatery, owner Paul Budiak. Paul, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, welcome. And I'm. It's funny because I'm in my office wearing a helmet right now.
No, no.
See, when you call Max Inc. Radio, you got to come prepared, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Paul, for those who aren't familiar with Paulie's Pub and Eatery, tell us a little bit about your club and why you decided to include live music when you could just be a restaurant.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, one of the things when you first took over 20 years ago, there was I thought there was a void for it, and our job and our responsibility is to entertain people. So if we can give them food, drink, take care of their entertainment. It's kind of like supposed to be like a basement, but we'll clean up afterwards.
Great. Hey, Paulie, I have to say I've been looking at your Facebook page a lot lately, and we did mention you and the Pub and Eatery in one of our recent bar notes, and that was a lot of fun, so I was so excited to hear you were going to talk with us. We also shared your recent schedule for shuttles, which we'll talk about in just a little bit, but I have to say people should follow you on Facebook because you are hilarious. You do lives all the time, and you made me laugh so hard to some of these. Thank you for the entertainment.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm not trying to be funny.
Those are the best ones.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, you know, that all started. We did a remodel about 4 years ago.
Mm.
And, you know, where people kind of started staying away because obviously there's a lot of dust. But it let people know what we were doing so they could see and be a part of our kind of rebirth and our regrowth. So
awesome.
It worked out good, and some people like it, and some people don't.
Well, I love it, so there you go.
Their own, so thank you.
Well, you have music outdoors all summer. Can you tell us a little bit about it, and you kind of call it a concert series?
Yeah, we did Saving the Summer like 2 years ago when we had some things go on, let's just say it that way.
So there's
a lot of people that depend on this, you know, and families that depend on as far as sound techs, as far as bartenders, servers, as far as band members and their family. That ancillary income helps make ends meet. And obviously for us as well, you know, having people in. So we thought we had the ability in our property to do that. The city was gracious enough to work with. We went through a lot of stuff because we had to find, we had to read the health department to see what the recommended decibel lead decibel levels were. So we take readings from 100 feet every hour from four different directions to make sure that we're within that range. Our neighborhood is a partnership, so we obviously need to do what we do, but we also need to make sure that we take care and respect the neighborhood. So we've got, a really kind of eclectic, it's that Sunday afternoon, whether it be inside or outside, is just a happy vibe.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about Sunday fun days.
That's
at,
why it's Sunday
Paulie's
fun
pub.
Day there.
Yeah.
We've been talking about matinee shows here in Madison for quite a long time.
Yeah.
In fact, we got one coming up. We'll have details for it later on. But the afternoon rock and roll is the thing, man.
Yeah, that, you know, it's kind of weird how it started. I have a Packer tattoo, so it tells you what kind of Packer fan I am. And I just kind of, you know, a couple of years ago, I was like, you know, maybe there's something more we can do on Sundays that, you know, people, if the Packers would happen to lose, we have a band, so that can cheer them up. Or if they win, that can cheer them up. So it worked out really nice when we had noon to three games, and then we had bands 3 to 6:30, and we have After Dark, which is like a hybrid jam, starting at 7 o'clock.
Oh,
so they kind of all flow together, you know. And then if we were close to the Rave down here, so they do a lot of Sunday night shows, so people can catch the last half hour of the first band or the first 45 minutes of our After Dark, and then take a shuttle. So, you know, you can kind of pick and choose. A lot of people will go to the Sunday afternoon shows, and then we're up and running by 7 o'clock with Josh Becker from Cherry Pie and Gabe Sanchez from the Prince Experience.
Yeah,
they run our jam. And those guys are just consummate musicians, and they're looking for new ways all the time. And that's also how we get some of the newer bands for our, like, our Friday night listings.
Mm-hmm.
So if a band comes in and plays, brings a crowd, Josh and Gabe give their seal of approval, then we'll look to schedule them as well.
Nice.
So everything's kind of hand in hand. And Soundcheck Entertainment, Mike Grassman.
We know Mike.
Yeah, we talked to him last week.
Did you guys just see? He just interviewed for something. I heard something.
Yeah, we talked to him last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he did a very nice job, and you guys did too.
Well, thank you.
But, you know, we had an interview with Al Milwaukee, and I'm like, how did we even meet? And Mike opened a shop here. He started coming. We started talking, and he's like, you know, if you've got something that you wanted me to handle, and I said, well, let's handle it. And so it's pretty good. He does, 95% of stuff. He knows what we want. We have clear directions of where we're going. We're looking, you know, we have a strong a following, but we're looking at upgrading our sound system on the inside. We've done different things as monitors. We invested, we have four vans, and we invested into two school buses. So we're able to, you know, on some of these big shows, like at Miller Park, even, you know, if we have 250 people, we're able to, for the Morgan Wallen Wailing concert, we're able to get them back within 40 minutes.
Jeez.
So those are things where.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You're cruising.
We've done this a lot. So we try to do that, and we try to, you know, get everybody back within a reasonable time. Obviously, it depends on how many people go down. We did have to change our specs a little bit. We had some interesting things happen with parents. For our concerts, we have 21 and older. Obviously, in our establishment, nobody under the age of 21 can drink alcohol. So to do that, we've worked hard for 20 years to have one thing kind of messed up our 30 employees and their paychecks and them being able to provide for their families. And the bands and the sound people, we thought it was best to kind of tighten up our rules and make sure everybody had a good time.
You know, Paul, just listening to you, I love how you bring the community into your business.
So good.
And you take advice and you want to make it work for everybody. That's cool. Mm-hmm. We're almost out of time here, Paul, and I apologize. But quick, tell us about the shuttle service that you offer.
Oh,
it's really unique.
I love this.
Shuttle's really nice and easy for all the games. As long as your son or daughter is with you under 21, they can come in. Obviously, they can't drink.
Right.
If the games are over after 10, they can't come back in. And then 21 and over, two drinks for any concerts. We do a lot of them. Summerfest.
Summerfest is on the list. Nice.
Yep.
Okay.
So we do Summerfest. Last year we did Waukesha County Fair. We did Washington County Fair. We did some down to Krautfest. We do a bunch of them to obviously Fiserv, the Rave, sometimes Nashville North, other clubs. We do some things depending on what the bands are playing next Saturday. We have Hellion and Master of Puppets. that we're doing shuttles to Kelly's Bleachers 2 in Wind Lake.
So, I love it. I love it. Go have fun. Get on the bus and the shuttle.
Get on the bus, Gus. And, let I you stole guys... that from Pauly.
I love it. Hey, Pauly, thank you so much. Give me your address one more time. Where's Pauly's pub and eatery?
8031 West Greenfield or 81st and Greenfield in West Dallas, right across from the historic Milwaukee Mile and the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds.
Excellent.
Love it. Pauly, you're the man. Thank you so much.
See you this summer.
All right. Have a great night.
You too.
All right. Pauly's Pub and Eatery. How cool is that? Get on the bus, Gus. Love that. Let's do some Eddie Berth here, Blues Beat on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Not the one to take a break. Just ain't got nothing to pull me through. And I've been jumping through these same damn hoops for days. It's no wonder my heart has been singing the blues. And I don't need no one to save me. No, there ain't no words of wisdom to help me now. Turning cold and lost our hope. Maybe I just need time and so I'll be fine. Oh, but the devil always tells you that he's gonna be your best friend. And by the time that you wake up, your soul is already gone. People always asking why you're feeling so down, but you tell them that it's nothing, that you're coming around. Oh, but you look into the mirror, you don't know that it's you. It's no wonder your heart has been singing.
Eddie Berth on Max Inc. Radio coming up. Coming up, we got a double dip of 7,000 apart. Terry Barr will have bar notes, and Rob from White Curt Realtors Lake Point is here. Brand new Rain Stern is right now on Max Inc. Radio.
So I can't sleep. Send your love for the last time to me.
Inside, your voice trembles without.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's SOLFUL fitness.com.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.